So we made it to 100 episodes.
We did. Here we are. Does that mean we're done? Do we get to stop now? Is that it?
No, it just means we made it to the triple digits.
Triple digits?
Yeah.
How about that?
A pretty huge accomplishment in podcast land.
You don't have a podcast until you hit 100 episodes, right?
Yeah. Well, maybe 200, I'm thinking, but...
1,000. That's when you've really done it.
Yeah. But we, like, I guess we're in the 100 episode club now. Like, we're in the triple digit club for podcasters, which I think is probably like a small percentage of podcasters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because like 90% of podcasts, I mean, I guess there's different statistics. According to Reddit, r/podcasting, 90% of podcasts don't publish more than 3 episodes.
Wow.
So as soon as we passed 3 episodes, as soon as we hit number 4, which is quite some time ago now, we were in the, you know, 10% of podcasts that keep going past 3 episodes. I wonder, let's see.
What does it say for 100 episodes? Like, how many podcasters make it to 100?
I think it's just like, it's just us and Mel Robbins. That's it. What percentage?
And Andrew Huberman.
And Huberman, yeah. What percentage of podcasts make it to 100 episodes? Let's see here. It says here only 11% of podcasts make it to 50 episodes.
Okay.
90% quit after 20 episodes. I don't know.
So we're in a small percentage, I would say. I think it's safe to say we're in a very small percentage.
Yeah. It's safe to say that we're better.
Yeah.
That's it. Sorry, folks. Hey, can't sugarcoat it. If you don't have 100 podcast episodes under your belt, you're not good. I'm just kidding.
So what are we going to talk about?
It is cool to hit 100. I want to just talk about what it's like to be like.
Cool. We're cool kids, as my kids would say. We're cool kids.
We're so cool now. let's just talk about the podcast, I think, a little bit. Do you remember like the first, when we first recorded the first episode?
Yeah.
It was really uncomfortable. Like
it was, yeah.
You know, not because of like you or me. It's just like it was totally new.
Yeah.
You know, it was back in 2022, like early 2022.
Yeah.
And so it was just like, and we didn't know exactly what we were doing, but we just hit record.
Yeah, we did.
And we talked. And I remember like I think we had like once or twice we got like 30 seconds in or a minute in, and we're like, this is crap. Let's like stop and start from the beginning. I don't know if I'm even remembering this right or not. And then
in the first episodes?
I think in the first episode.
Yeah, maybe we did. I can't remember. But yeah, probably. I would imagine.
But then like really quickly after that, it was just like show up, hit record, do our podcast for 20 minutes, half hour.
Yeah. Done. Yeah. Yeah, I feel like we just got it out of that kind of like nervousness out of the system right away. And then we just decided it was just going to be an easy record every single time. And out of all the 100 episodes, we have only, and it was most recently, only ever once have we stopped recording like 10, 15 minutes in and been like, this isn't working.
Yeah, that's true.
Like that was only a couple weeks ago.
We haven't talked about that on the podcast. Yeah, we did have one day we were recording and we had picked a topic and we got 10 or 15 minutes into it. And this was like around the 90th episode mark, right? Or
yeah,
even 94.
Yeah. Around.
So this is well into the routine. And it's just like, at some point, I think it was me that was like, you know what? I don't like this topic. I don't like this. You know what
this conversation
about this conversation. I don't like anything. Let's stop. And you were like, "Yeah, this sucks. Let's stop. Pick a different topic." I'm paraphrasing, of course. Yeah, there's a little bit of behind the scenes.
Yeah,
trivia for the for the audience. They may not have known. You can't do that, by the way, every week, audience, if you're recording a podcast. But
no,
sometimes you got to know when to do a tactical retreat.
Mm-hmm. But going back to those first couple episodes, you and I didn't really know each other that well either at that, like when we first started. Like, we kind of knew each other, but like not as well as we know each other now, I would say. So it was kind of like we were getting used to each other in terms of just like, having a podcast, like, and having a conversation like this, because we'd never really done anything like that before together. Like, obviously, yeah, we had talked to each other. We hadn't like had a conversation where I was sharing my opinion, you were sharing your opinion, and we were being recorded. So that was also kind of like something that we had to navigate, I would say, too.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And I also remember it was a little bit uncomfortable because we didn't know like when to talk. Like, it was like I would be waiting for you to finish and that so that I could jump in, and like we hadn't developed like that cadence, I guess, between just feeling comfortable going back and forth, which is something that you don't, like, you can't really create until you've done it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that is, you know, there's many benefits to having a podcast co-host, but the one sort of challenge that presents itself that is not there if you're solo, literally is coordinating talking. Mm-hmm. And we're still not perfect. Like, we still kind of talk over each other a little bit here and there, which is not good for, you know, podcasting in general. But but it's gotten, you know, we're pretty much in the groove now.
It's pretty good, to be honest. Because when I'm doing the editing, like, I cut out tiny bits where we've maybe talked over each other. But it doesn't happen very often, to be honest.
As we've just been talking over these last couple of minutes,
mm-hmm,
I found a list.
Mm, okay.
That I thought might be interesting to reflect on. And here's what the list is. It's from 3-time best-selling author and host of the Win the Day podcast that has more than 50 million views. This guy's name is James Whitaker. Have you heard of him?
Yeah, I know that name.
James Whitaker. When he hit 100, his 100th episode, he wrote a little article here that I've discovered on LinkedIn that is the 10 lessons that he learned from 100 podcast episodes. And I thought it would be fun now to like go through the lessons that this guy learned and see if we also learned these.
Okay. Yeah. Lessons. I like that. That's
cool. Or if we're going to be like, oh shit, we're at 100 episodes and we didn't figure that out.
Maybe we'll learn something.
Maybe we'll learn something
from this list.
From this list. Yeah. And then the other thing we wanted to do is just like reflect on our favorite moments or episodes.
Yeah.
From the past, right?
Yeah. Do you have a favorite that like is just coming off the top of your head?
I'm trying to remember. There's been a couple where like something really funny happened.
Yeah.
And we both wound up like laughing really hard. I think the one where like we were learning together about the anti-joke.
Oh yeah.
And like you were just dying and like you just had to like mute yourself. And I had to just like talk for a good time because you were just like crying and laughing uncontrollably.
I think I learned that day that my sense of humor is the anti-joke.
Yeah.
Mm.
That was fun.
That was fun. Cool. That was a fun.
And like the audience has no idea what I was looking at while we were recording that episode. So you were like all red, like you were literally crying. And like laughing and also trying not to laugh because we were trying to record the podcast.
Yeah.
And there's been like a couple of times where that's.
Yeah, there has been a couple of times. There's been a bunch of like interruptions from Pepper, my cat.
Yeah, the cat, especially recently. I know. The cat is like all in my face while we're recording the podcast, like via camera, right? Like,
yeah.
Not right this second, surprisingly, but for the last like 3 or 4 recordings, your cat has been like taking up a lot of the space on my screen.
Yeah.
As we've been chatting. And it's a nice cat. It's a beautiful cat.
Yeah, she's lovely. But yeah, she's quite needy. She's right beside me right now. So she can hear everything.
So she's listening to us talk right now.
You know, yeah.
I'm part of the podcast now.
I think for me, because, you know, I do a lot of the editing, right? Or I do all of the editing. But the first season, we didn't really care about the video because, like, we weren't doing anything with, like, Instagram. And, like, I hadn't even considered putting any of the video of us recording on YouTube. But when I decided to do that, I was going back through the season one videos. And we're like, we just don't care about how we're looking on the screen in the first season. Cause there's times where I'm like over here, like in the corner, and it's like a very different, if not as polished as we are now, I would say.
Yeah.
But one of my favorite episodes from season one was when we talked about, I think it was about being a kid or something like that. I feel like that was one of the episodes where, like, I finally had my podcast confidence was like solid, was in season one. And it was the last episode in season one. Oh yeah. You were probably happier as a child than you are now. So what? I loved that. I loved that episode. For me, that was like, I remember I was at my cottage.
So that would be a good one.
That would be a good one for people to re-listen to.
Yeah. Even for me to go back to. I remember recording that, but I don't remember all the details of it, of course.
Yeah, it was a good one. And I think I think actually in that episode, I had just come up from the beach because I had sunscreen in my eye that entire episode. And I was like trying to be cool and calm and like super focused and professional. And my eye was just like stinging.
Yeah, I do remember that. I remember that well. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes that you can't see on a podcast.
Yeah, there really is. There really is. There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to hear an item or two from the list?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
So I'm going to just call this the list of things that we should have learned by now, according to James Whitaker.
Is he an author? Like, what is he? Why do I know that name?
It says he is a 3-time best-selling author.
Okay.
And he's the host of the Win the Day podcast that has 50 million plus views.
Okay. But what is his book?
I think it's called Win the Day.
No. Oh.
Let's see. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know this guy. But
he didn't write a really famous personal development book or something like that.
I mean.
Well, he must have. He has 50 million. That's pretty
50 huge. Million listens and or views. And he says he's a 3-time best selling author. So let's see here. He has a book called Grow Rich, The Legacy.
Okay.
I guess he's like a law of attraction.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I feel like I know him from that world. All right. What does he say?
Yeah. Anyway. Number one is play the long game.
Yeah, good.
You're building relationship capital. I like that. You're developing your skill by doing.
Yeah, like that.
And you're creating a content bank.
It's true. Yeah.
I think we got those down. We're doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, the content bank definitely, because it's so interesting. Like, I don't do this ever. But I kind of want to go back and like listen to some of the older episodes because like there's so many things that we've talked about that is like that are so important. You know what I mean? So it is a good little archive of content. And like I think probably areas that we've been, that we've moved through, right? Like topics that were really important to us at that moment, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then playing the long game, it's so true. Because we weren't ever really dwelling in the details of like each episode, like, oh, it's not perfect, or we don't have the perfect topic this week, or, you know, or we didn't get as many downloads. Like we're never really focused on that. It was more like, how do we just keep this thing going? Right.
Yeah.
Long game.
Long game. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we agree with James.
Yeah. I like that.
On that one.
Number next
thing he learned, and we're doing this, is release episodes consistently.
Yeah.
That's important.
We've been super consistent. I think we've maybe missed like one Monday.
Which, like, even the best podcasters in the world, even if they have a certain consistent podcast posting schedule, it's not like they never skip a week or anything. Like there's holidays and there's stuff
that happens. Like, yeah.
But we've definitely averaged one episode a week.
Consistently for the last 2 years, right?
Yeah.
And what most of our listeners probably don't know, and we shared this in the podcast class that we did, the first 3 months of our podcast, you were like not around. So what we did was we like banked episodes and, you know, I would edit them and put them up. But we weren't actually actively podcasting during that time.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right. I was off the grid.
Yeah, you're off the grid. So it's like possible to do that, you know what I mean? And have a co-host if you're just like organized.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
And we were able to stay consistent despite you taking that like kind of hiatus from work and life.
Yeah. Because we planned for it.
Mm-hmm.
And we took action to make sure that, you know, we kept consistent. We did a good job handling that.
Yeah, we really did. Like when I look back now, because we were new podcasters too, like it'd be different. Like I feel like now it would be different because we've kind of established this consistency and this routine. But that was like at the beginning of us starting the podcast.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So
because you knew when we started the podcast, you knew you were going to be taking that break. So right at the beginning, we were like, let's just do two episodes a week and then we'll bank them.
Yeah. Yeah. And we just like, we looked at the calendar, we calculated how many weeks I was going to be away and how many episodes we would need to maintain our schedule. Yeah. Good job, Elena.
Good job, us. Yeah, we did it.
Good team. Let's see here. Number three thing on this guy's list is stay true to the promise of your show. Which I think we've done. You know, here he talks about like recognizing what is the mission or the, you know, the topic or the theme or whatever that you're overall tackling.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, stick to that. And we've done that, you know, right from the beginning. It's always been about success. As a coach, coaching, hypnotherapy, all that good stuff.
Yeah. The mindset, attitude, and strategies of elite coaching. That's what we used to talk about, like every start of every episode, season two.
Forgot about that. Forgot about the intro. Yeah. Cool. Okay. Here we go. This is one that I don't think we're doing.
Ooh.
Number four from James Whitaker. Is that who it was? Use your podcast to connect with your heroes. And he says, I've had some interesting people on the Win the Day podcast. That's his podcast.
Yeah.
Including number one, New York Times bestselling authors, medical experts, special forces operators, Harvard professors, billion-dollar founders, and more. Do you know how many times I've been rejected when asking a guest if they'd like to appear? And he says, only once.
Really?
When I reflect on this statistic, I'm inspired to aim higher, to find guests who have more engaging stories, bigger platforms, and better opportunities for long-term collaboration. Wow.
Is this a goal for us for season five?
Because we have had zero guests on our podcast. We've like, it's not an interview podcast. We've never had guests. But Yeah, should we invite, like, I don't know,
what's Mel Robbins?
The Dalai Lama? should we invite the, I don't know, Mel Robbins? Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Should we invite?
You know who I would love is, I also love Teal Swan. Do you know her?
I know of her. I haven't dove into a lot of her stuff, but I know who she is, and I've seen a couple of her kind of clips here and there. They seem good.
Yeah, I just listened to her being interviewed on the guy who's like the biohacker. He has a podcast. I can't think of his name right now. He's like he's basically trying to live forever. Do you know that guy?
No. Well, yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
Through biohacking. He's got all kinds of stuff on YouTube, and he's been interviewed on like all kinds of huge shows. Anyway, she was just recently interviewed on his podcast. Oh. But maybe something to consider. Maybe we should invite some of our heroes onto our podcast and see what happens.
Yeah. Like Tom Hanks. Imagine if we could interview Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
I would love that.
That would be cool.
That would be great.
Or like Matthew McConaughey.
I'm not really into Matthew McConaughey. Okay. I'm sure he's delightful, but...
He's a real personal development guy. Success. Yeah,
that's true. Driven. Mm-hmm. That's true.
I think he'd be interesting to talk to.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. So, something to think about.
Yeah. So listeners, if you know Tom Hanks or Matthew McConaughey, make sure you send us a DM so we can link up with them.
Yeah.
As a guest. Cool. Okay. Let's, so there's
the next one. There's on this list that we haven't considered.
Number 5 from James is build an entire content machine. And he says, we all know that social media is a linchpin of visibility in the digital era. Okay. But most people have a weak social media presence because they don't know what to post, or they post the same generic crap over and over and over again, expecting a different result. Kudos to you, James Whitaker, for calling out that behavior. That is true. A lot of people do that.
Well, that's funny because I was just thinking about that this morning because I haven't posted anything on the Instagram for the podcast in a while, partly because I'm feeling a little uninspired. But then I was also thinking about like other people that I know who have a podcast who also have like a separate Instagram for the podcast. And it's always like this leftover. It's like sort of like the little social media platform that you forget about, or you're just like, oh, I should put something on there to remind people that I have a podcast. But what is that? Like, why is that? Because I feel like no one's podcast Instagram does well unless it's their primary platform.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. This point's pretty good here. He says, this is why the Win the Day podcast now has millions of views across the various social media platforms, with 2 videos, and then he's linked to this one and this one, already surpassing 1 million views each. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And he says, I want to reiterate this point because it's important. This visibility has come almost exclusively through content that already exists. I'm not reinventing the wheel. I'm extracting content from an existing conversation and publishing it to the masses, meaning he's taking clips from his podcast recordings and repurposing it as general social media content. And he's winning big because of it. That's a cool tip. That's something that I was talking about in the Engage Mastermind, I think the other day, where I was talking about
AI tool.
I mentioned a specific tool that lets you do that really easily. You know, the tool is Opus Clip, but that's the tool. The principle is, you know, if you're sharing value in one context, can you take that, you know, the recording of that and turn it into valuable content for other contexts? Mm-hmm. And the example for me is that, like, I'm on teaching or coaching on group Zoom calls multiple times a week, every week. And so the only reason in the past I didn't take those recordings and cut them up and make it into social media content was because of the labor and or cost involved. Right. But now with new AI tools, it's a lot easier. And so I'm doing more of it.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. That's good.
Cool. All right. That's a great point there.
Yeah. So we could be doing that better. Definitely.
Yeah. We could be doing that better. We could even use Opus. Take this video right here.
Exactly. I know. That's what I've been thinking about. Cool. Haven't done it yet.
All right. All right. Number six on the list. I'm liking this list. Are you liking this list?
I like this list. It's a good idea.
What's something about the podcast that you didn't like or that you hated?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if there's anything that I've hated, to be honest. That's a strong word.
What's the worst thing about having a podcast?
Yeah. I mean, I love the podcast. I've been very dedicated to the podcast from the inception. Like I really wanted to have a podcast. So like, I think for me, the one thing, if we're going to go to hate, for a minute, is just the editing. Like the editing is the one thing that I don't love.
Ooh.
And I do find that I leave it. It's one of those things that I leave to the last minute, and anything I leave to the last minute, in my opinion, is something that I'm like not into. So, I just find the editing boring. I wouldn't say I hate it, but I just think it's boring because I've got to like re-listen to the whole episode. I got to cut it up. Sometimes I have to like re-listen to it again. So, you know, and then like, I've got to upload it and write the description, and AI helps a lot because it kind of gives me something to work with. But I would say out of it, like if we became big time podcasters, I'd love to have a team who's like taking it, editing it, adding things to it, creating content, and all I have to do is like show up and record. That would be my dream.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Love what about it. You? What do you hate?
Just all the attention, you know, people following you down the street, the paparazzi.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just trying to walk my prized pet llama down Hollywood Boulevard. Like everybody's like, oh, Ryan, can I have an autograph? Oh, Ryan, my pet, your prized pet llama. And I'm like, yes, yes, of course you can have both of those things, you know? Yeah. Other than that though, yeah, there's nothing about it that I really hate actually. There's very few downsides. I mean, like it's kind of like the perfect thing for us, right? Like when you're a coach that's active on social media, you're kind of like straddling the line between entrepreneur and public figure, and like just having a podcast is like right in that wheelhouse, you know. So it just works, you know, just makes sense. Now I want a pet llama. Are there like mini llamas? You know how there's like mini horses?
I don't think so, but maybe. That's
something for the universe to work on. Like, I don't think we should force that to happen, but if it just like naturally, organically starts to happen, and I can have a little miniature llama like here in my office with me, as long as it's happy, as it's happy.
I mean, you could get a goat.
That is definitely not the same thing. Those are two different animals.
All right. What's number seven?
Wild animals should be wild. They shouldn't live in my office. Number seven is spend more time promoting than creating. This is something we could probably improve on. And it's true. Like if you spend, you know, 30 minutes creating a piece of content, some people say you should spend an hour driving traffic to that piece of content. You know, if you're going to go live in your Facebook group, you should start building anticipation for that live 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 days in advance. So James says spend more time promoting than creating. He says running a podcast is very much like having a book. The author thinks the hard work is over when the book is written, but seasoned authors know that the real work only begins once the book is written. That's true, eh? It's like,
yeah,
when you think about it, it's a lot easier to record podcast episodes of good quality and upload them than it is to like drive massive amounts of numbers of people to listen to them. And again, because we're playing the long game, and you know, we didn't start this podcast with the goal of like immediately monetizing it to like 10 figures a year or anything. We yeah. haven't put a ton of effort into promoting, but it is something we could do more of.
I think, definitely. I think we should. Now that we're at the 100 episode mark and we're in like the triple digits, as we continue, you know what I mean? I think that needs to become a goal for sure.
Well, there's a couple of tips here from James.
Okay, what are they?
I think like we started going through this list, like both of us being like, who is this James guy? And as we're, no, now it, we're like, both like, this guy seems to know what he's talking about, this James Whitaker.
I like him. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, should I buy all his books? Should we invite him to be on our podcast?
I was just going to say.
Holy jumping. anyways.
All right.
So now that I've said that, like all our listeners are going to invite him and he's going to be like inundated.
I hope so.
Invites to be on podcasts.
What's his number one tip for promoting?
Well, his podcast seems to be an interview style podcast. So he's talking about, you know, making a strong connection with your guest, getting them to share their episode with their mailing list.
Yeah.
So that's a big tip. That's something that, again, we haven't started having podcast guests yet, but we need to. We got to bring Tina.
Tina. She can be our first guest.
Yeah. She's going to be our first guest, Tina. Tina, if you're listening.
Yeah.
You're going to be our first guest.
Yes.
Tina H.
But this is the thing when we have a guest, because what people, I mean, I think we've alluded to this before, but like the one cool thing about our podcast that I like is we don't plan the episodes. So we just like get on a Zoom call and decide what we're going to talk about. I mean, exactly. We do some minimal planning, right?
Yeah.
And so the reason why we haven't had a guest is because they have to get into this weird podcast world with us where we're like, hey, what do you want to talk about?
Yeah.
So you have to feel comfortable just kind of flying by the seat of your pants if you're going to be a guest on our podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, right? You have to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so tip B is take the most engaging moments from each podcast episode and publish them as clips on TikTok, Instagram Reels, Facebook Reels, and YouTube.
Yeah. Well, we do that.
Yeah, we kind of do that. And we'll do more. Now that we have like Opus, we can probably do more of that.
Yeah.
Tip C is create. This is something that I never would have thought to do on my own, and I still don't know. Let's see. It says create a QR code and make sure it's displayed prominently wherever you have an opportunity to be of service to people in a large gathering. For example, at a speaking event, this will allow people to open the camera app on their phone, scan your QR code, and subscribe to your podcast on the spot.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
That's kind of cool.
When you're at HypnoThoughts,
I should just
speaking at HypnoThoughts.
I should connect with somebody that lives in Vegas and like have a giant placard of a QR code shipped to their home so that's ready when I arrive in Vegas. And I'll just walk around with it. Like, you know, those sandwich boards?
Yeah. You can just wear that.
Yeah. Yeah. I could be wearing just like, because it's Vegas, it's hot. I'll wear just like a bathing suit and a tank top, like Ace Slater from Saved by the Bell. And then I'll have a sandwich board with a QR code for our podcast. And I'll just walk around the casino. Not even HypnoThoughts. I'll go right out there to the crowd. Yeah. Okay. So watch for that, people who are going to be at HypnoThoughts. Anyways. So, but the QR code thing, that's actually a good idea.
That's a good idea. I like that.
Number last for the tips is link to it in your social media bio and through embedded players on your website.
Mm-hmm. I have that on my website.
Do you? That's cool.
Yeah.
He says, your audience is not going to magically discover you until you put in the work.
Yeah, it's true.
Excuse me, Mr. Law of Attraction. Maybe they will if I just... focus
put
on
it
that.
Out there.
Yeah. No, I'm just teasing. All right, James, we're down to like the last three tips. Not tips. These are not tips. These are like things he learned, but I guess they're tips also. Do you have a favorite episode? Oh, you said the one where it's like inner, yeah, when you were a kid.
Yeah, the child.
You had more fun when you were a kid.
Yeah, I liked that episode.
Time-wasting traps that new coaches ought to avoid. That was a cool episode.
Yeah, I don't remember that one.
Do you want to listen to the full thing in its entirety right now as part of this episode? It's 35 minutes long.
The other one I like too was, do you remember we did an episode where I talked about how much I don't like my fear of going on cruises?
Yeah.
That was a good episode.
That was a good, that was season one, I think.
Was it season one?
That was like early.
Yeah, I liked that episode. And you like, you coached me through my fear. And we discovered that it's not that I was afraid to go on a cruise, but I just don't like them. And I was afraid to tell people that I don't like them, I think.
And I think it also had to do with like being stuck somewhere.
Yeah.
With like, and if you were bored, like if you, yeah, like if you were bored or, you know, not enjoying it, you'd have no escape.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I think, yeah, that was a good episode. I don't remember what that episode was called.
Yeah, I don't either. But
was it Seven Fears You Must Overcome to Be Successful? Was it part of that episode? I don't know.
No, it wasn't that one.
Yeah, I don't know. Was it 20 Questions?
It was a fear in disguise. Okay. Season one, episode 16.
Oh, okay. Season one, episode 16. Was a fear. Anyways, all right. Tip number 8 from James Whittaker, or thing he learned after 100 episodes. This is definitely something that we do. Focus on continual improvement. He says, you're starting to get an idea of what I mean by continual improvement by this point, aren't you? And to make it even clearer, with every episode I publish, I think, what can I do to revise the entire process so that episodes can be published faster and the quality can get better? I think that happens organically, or
yeah,
should.
I do too.
And I think it has for us. Certainly the quality has gotten better, the smoothness.
Yeah.
I don't know how much faster the publishing has got. Because we tend to like our podcast episodes are 30 minutes-ish. But our podcast recording meetings wind up being like 2 hours. Cause like we show up, we chit chat for an extended period, yeah, and then we record, but that's fine. Right. That's not really a problem.
Yeah. Definitely on my end, the editing has gotten a lot tighter. Like it used to take me longer, but now I've got a system and it's just like, it's easy. Like, I feel like if we went to like 2 episodes a week, that would become quite a lot of work.
Yeah. Oh, we don't need to do that.
No.
Again, this one doesn't really apply to us because we're not an interview podcast. But 9 is promote your guest.
Mm-hmm.
He says, the most frustrating part about this one is that you've done the hard work to get the industry expert on your show, but you sabotage the connection by making it all about you.
Mm.
The truth is that if you're inviting someone onto your show, it should be about them, not you. I agree with him there. I've interviewed a lot of people, not on a podcast context, but in social media and other contexts. And really, you need to make the subject of the interview.
Totally.
Interviewed, for sure.
Yeah.
So he says, he quotes Keith Ferrazzi, who said, invite them into their mission. If you do that, you'll inevitably find common ground, which will strengthen the relationship further. Stop talking about yourself so much, I guess. You're interviewing somebody and focus on their journey. Yeah,
isn't that common sense?
Maybe, maybe not.
Maybe not.
You know, I think I've, you know, in addition to interviewing lots of people many times, I've also been interviewed many times, and there is definitely like a range of people who like really have made it 100% about me. It's been more of a balance between them sharing and myself sharing, and then there has been the odd interview here and there where it was very clear that like the person hosting the interview was really committed to sharing about their agenda and their journey, even though they were interviewing somebody else. And I'm not faulting them for that. I guess it's just a different style.
Yeah.
But those do kind of stick out in my memory as being like a little off.
Yeah.
Or just different than how I would do things, I guess you might say.
Yeah. Like anytime I've been interviewed, it's been all about me.
Yeah.
You know, like they may do a little intro or something like that, but.
By the way, for those of you that are, I want to give credit where credit's due. This article that I'm getting these 10 lessons from James Whitaker from is called 10 Lessons from 100 Podcast Episodes. And it was published by him on LinkedIn. So I'm sure if you Google his name, and the last name is Whittaker, and that title, I'm sure you will find this article if you want to read the full thing. Number last thing he learned from doing his first 100 episodes is look at the bigger picture. Mm. He says, with every episode, I'm calibrating what my audience needs to know and what I enjoy learning about. Mm-hmm. He's using that to inform the direction of the podcast, which I think is a great idea. And that's something that we've done.
Yeah.
We
do our best to do that. Like it's a mix, right? Between teaching, I think, and then like sharing our opinion and stories, but it's always with the intention of, you know, our listeners taking something away at the end of the episode. So I hope that this has been helpful for people too, you know, because you can apply this to not just podcasting, but your social media content or your business or, you know, any kind of project you're working on. I think all of these kind of lessons learned can be applied.
Certainly. Yeah, some great lessons in there. That was fun.
And good insight, right?
Like,
some
good insight. Yeah.
I think there's a couple things here that we can take away from it. One being maybe it's time to, you know, explore interviewing.
Yeah.
And number two, we've got to do a better job at promoting. You know what I mean? Just moving the needle a little bit more to get more people listening.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. How about that?
And part of that can be achieved through interviewing, right? Because then those people will help spread the word.
Yeah.
To people who may otherwise have not, you know, listened to our podcast.
Yeah, definitely. Any other reflections on the 100th episode before we wrap it up?
I don't think so. Just like, I'm proud of us.
I know.
I think it's cool. 100 episodes.
100 episodes. Yeah. Pretty cool. Officially 100. Yeah, it's quite an achievement when you consider how much consistency and commitment it requires to hit 100 episodes.
And I'm just kind of like happy that, you know, we've achieved that and it's really not felt like a ton of effort.
I do want to thank you. I want to, you know, definitely give credit where credit's due. It was your idea to start the podcast. You know, you invited me to join you in this journey. You do a ton of work behind the scenes to make this podcast work and flow the way it has, and I really, really appreciate that. And I think both myself and our audience, you know, owes you a debt of gratitude for really being the driving force behind the No Excuses Coaching Podcast. So thank you, Alana Banks, for that. I have nothing but gratitude to you for that.
Thank you. Yeah. And you're welcome.
You bet. Cool.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah. So that being said, I guess that's it for now.
I guess that's it.
Yeah.
We'll
see you on the comparatively much less important 101st episode, everyone.
Yeah. And like, I guess here's to 200.
Yeah. 1,000.
It's going to be like 2 years before we're at 200 though. Cause it took us 2 years to get to 100.
Cause we do one a week. Yeah. So it's going to be a while for the next like big mile. Well, 150 will be like a milestone.
True. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair. Cool.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that's it. So follow us at, It's the No Excuses Podcast on Instagram.
Yeah.
Now that we're promoting, and share it with your friends and subscribe.
And write a review, 5 stars, all that good stuff.
Yeah, all of that. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Bye, everyone.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.